everyone, and welcome to another episode of Lid Radio Podcast. Today we have Andrew Kinder. He is co-author of Positive Mental Health and Positive Male Mind. He's also the professional head of mental health services at Optima Health. So today he's talking about loneliness, what it is, and best practices on how to try and tackle it. So without further ado, I'm heading over to Andrew.
Hi, my name's Andrew Kinder. I'm a chartered counselling psychologist and I work for a company called Optima Health. I've written with Dr. Sean Davis from Royal Mail a book titled Positive Mental Health, Overcoming Mental Health Problems. And today I want to talk to you about how to address loneliness in isolation, particularly given COVID-19. I think the first thing to say is that everyone's experience of lockdown and being on their own is quite different. There may be some of us who actually have benefited from it in the sense that it's allowed them to do catch up on things that they haven't had a chance to when they're so busy, or they've enjoyed the almost like a retreat feel to the whole situation. And being alone is not the same as feeling lonely. However, there'll be others of us who feel and have felt and continue to feel really quite lonely and isolated. And this is quite understandable, particularly when you consider that social distancing is almost something that is not good for our mental health, in that we need contact with others. So I want to share some thoughts about if you are feeling lonely, what you can do. So first of all, think about how you can meet and connect with new people. So that may be using video or phone rather than face-to-face. Although as the lockdown starts to ease, there are opportunities to social distance but also meet people face-to-face. The other idea is to talk to people around you about how you're feeling. So that might be in your household or, as mentioned, by video or telephone. And even if you do have a lot of people around you, but you feel that they're not giving you the care, attention, or responsiveness than you actually need, the best way to manage this, even as hard as it might seem, is to open up and explain how you feel, perhaps suggesting how things could be different. There's every chance that they hadn't realised that their behaviour was impacting you in this way, that they are willing to change and listen to your concerns. It's also important to resist the temptation to compare yourself to others. So this is where social media has a negative side, because a social media post only tells one side of a story, too often projected in a perhaps a carefully contrived or particularly upbeat, filtered version of themselves. So don't take it too seriously. And perhaps think about spending less time on your favourite social media channel if you suspect that they are impacting negatively on your mental well-being. Consider also how you can maybe take up a new hobby or interest, and that is another way of connecting to others who may share that same interest. It also gives you a joint language to reach out to others and may feel less awkward to connect to them. As an example, I know through the lockdown, many people talk to me about taking up baking or cooking or doing more creative arts, like collages or getting their photographs in order, or indeed making things, woodwork, that sort of thing. Perhaps the hardest thing with loneliness is to actually acknowledge that's how you're feeling, because that's the first step to actually doing something about it. There are also other ways to maintain your mental well-being, and they're actually physical, a number of them. So for example, getting plenty of sleep, that's really important, because sleep really helps us to manage our moods, and having a good sleep routine is key. Eating well, not just good for our body, but is also good for the mind. And avoiding excessive alcohol is also another thing that you can do, because that can sometimes make us more depressed and anxious, particularly the next day, and it can affect our concentration. Getting plenty of sunlight is also important. You may like to do that as part of your normal exercise routine. And certainly with the government guidelines, one of the positives is being highlighting the importance of exercise, because that not just only helps us physically, but also boosts our mood. If you're feeling stressed and you're not quite sure what to do, perhaps break down the worries and stresses and noting them in a list will help you realise that often they are more manageable, and try to avoid burying your head in the sand and tackle problems face on. This is particularly important if you're having trouble sleeping or waking up thinking about stressful things. It will help to write them down perhaps in the daytime to get them out of your mind, or having a pen and paper down by your bedside. And if you are woken up by these thoughts, drop them down on that piece of paper and then say to yourself, I'll look at them in the morning. And that can sometimes release you to have better sleep. I'd say another really important thing is trying something you enjoy. Try to make time for doing the fun things. If you like going for a walk with a dog, or spending time with others in perhaps a restricted way, or painting, or watching a certain TV program, try to set aside time for these activities and enjoy yourselves, because you're worth it.
Thank you so much to Andrew Kinder for his podcast on loneliness. Do please feel free to reshare as much as possible so it hits the right people. Keep an eye on our social media, Atlas Publishing, for more podcasts like ones with Andrew and other thought leaders and experts. So for now, take care, and I'll see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.